早上好
，Good morning。
第二学期已经开始了
，We have just started our second quarter。
你们这个学期期待了吗
？What are your expectations for this quarter？
通过这个学期就是得到什么，还有学习什么，
or,
期待吗？
What do you expect to learn and to get from this new quarter?
对于我来说
，As for me,
一个学期开始的时候，就是开始以前，我特别期待。
For on the first day of a new quarter, I'm very excited.
而且要准备备课的时候，就是我已经得到了很多的神的话语。
And even as I prepare my lessons, I've already got a lot of things from God's word.
不知道你们如何
？I don't know about you.
可是我希望我们同学们都期待神通过这个学期，神教导什么，告诉我什么。
And I hope that all of us that in this quarter we will expect to get something, to learn something from God Himself.
通过我们今天就是利未记十七章，我们要思考血的事情。
Through this passage in Leviticus 17, this morning we'd like to think about blood.
谁喜欢血
？Any one of us who likes blood?
有没有喜欢血的人
？Anyone who likes blood?
有人
，Yeah, some of us like blood. Okay.
感谢主。可是，一般来说，一般的话就是很多人不喜欢血。
Normally, people do not like to think or do not like blood.
看一点的血的时候，就是很多人恶心。
So you feel like vomiting even looking at that of blood.
比如说，就是街道上。看到车祸的人的时候，就是恶心，他不能吃饭几天。
For example, for some who might witness a car accident on the road and because of blood, okay, for many days he cannot eat.
可是喜欢血的那个鬼叫什么？吸血鬼。
Those who like blood, okay, I think they are like Dracula.
其他的不喜欢这样的血
，and I don't think most people would like blood.
神喜欢不喜欢血
？Does God likes or delights in blood or not？
不知道喜欢不喜欢，可是神特别关注这个血。
It's not a matter of whether he likes it or not, but he says something specifically concerning blood.
因为创世纪开始到启示录都有血的。
From Genesis to Revelation, there is always something about blood.
可以说就是，可以比喻说的话就是，圣经那一章，一章就是四开的时候，那里可以出血。
In a way, figuratively, we can say that no matter where you turn the Bible, there's always blood.
所以特别神关注这个血的问题。
So we can say that God is concerned about this problem of blood.
通过利未记，我们看到就是神愿意杀了很多的牲畜。
From Leviticus, we see that God allows people to slaughter animals.
有罪恶的问题的时候，要解决罪恶的问题就是流血。
So in order to solve the problem of sin, then there must be the shedding of blood.
利未记强调的是圣洁。
In Leviticus, we know that the theme is about holiness.
所以利未的主题就是我圣洁的，所以你们要圣洁。
So God emphasized, because I'm holy, you must also be holy as I am.
圣洁是分别为圣。
So talking about holiness, it's that we are separated from others.
上帝和罪人的区分
And God is separate or different from sinners.
或者洁净和不洁净的区分。
Or the things which are clean are separated from things which are unclean.
圣洁是还有伦理的方面。
And of course, it is also an ethical problem.
就是与托拉律法要求的公义和正义有关系。
And that is also related to the requirement of law about righteousness.
利未记是为了祭司长的教范或者教令。祭司长的就是教范。
教范，对不起，我没有听。What's that in English? 哦，教范。All right, this is in Leviticus. This is a form of teaching from the priests.
所以，按立祭司长的时候就怎样按立，还有怎样祭司长怎样献祭等等的，还有教导。百姓的事情。
Okay, we have many laws as to how you ordain the chief priest, what are the things that he needs to do in order to do perform all these rituals.
祭司长特别教导就是不让以色列百姓的犯罪的问题。
So that they will not, the Israelites will not be in sin.
而且就是怎样洁净以色列百姓的罪恶。
And it's also teaching about how to cleanse the sins of the Israelites.
利未记是总共是27章。
We have 27 chapters in Leviticus.
可以说的是就是通过献祭圣洁。
So one can be holy or cleansed through the offering of the sacrifices.
还有后半部的话就是在应许之地的时候生活当中怎样圣洁。
And of course the latter half of this book talks about how we can live a holy life.
看利未记开始的时候就是麻烦的很。
So when you are reading the first part of Leviticus, it's quite difficult.
很多的犯祭。
Because there are a lot of different kinds of sacrifices.
犯祭、素祭、平安祭、赎罪祭，还有赎愆祭。
So you have burnt offerings, peace offerings, and a lot of different types of offerings.
还有献的是怎样的动物？还有怎样的杀等等等等。
So there are different rules as to what kind of animals you can offer and how to offer them.
所以看利未记的时候就是怎样读过去思考这个事情。
So most often when we are reading Leviticus, it's a book wherein we just quickly flip over.
可是那旧约里面就是利未记里面很重要的就是属灵的事情。
And yet we see that there are many spiritual lessons from the book of Leviticus.
还有八章到十章的话，就是祭司长的职分。
And in chapters 8 to 10, it talks about what the priest should be doing.
11 to 15 的话，就是卫生的问题。
And from 10 to 15, it talks about what is clean and unclean, health problem.
还有16的话，特别是赎罪日。
And chapter 16 talking about the day of redemption.
Yeah. 还有17 to 27的话就是圣洁的，这就是圣洁的法典。
And 17 onward talks about laws concerning holiness.
今天我们读的17的话就是不可吃血。
Today, even as we read chapter 17, here's a law here which says that we should not be eating blood.
可是利未记3, 7还有19里面都提到不可吃血的问题。
Okay, in other chapters of Leviticus, it also talks about, or there's a law that says that we should not eat blood.
为什么圣经说就是不让吃血？
Why is it that the Bible forbids us to eat blood?Or take blood.
通过利未记的话，第一个是活物的生命是在血中，所以不可吃血。
So in this verse, we see that life resides in the blood.
正常的人里面有多少血？
In a body of a normal person, how much blood do we have?
大概4-6升的血。
I think it's 4 to 6 liters of blood.
血的话有可以分两个部分。
We can say that blood has two components.
一个是血浆，还有血细胞。
I think it's the blood cells and the platelets.
血浆的话，一般来说就是都是水。
So the platelets is probably it's more of liquid.
还有就是血细胞里面有可以分了三个。
In the blood cells, there are three components.
红细胞，还有白细胞，还有血小板。
Okay, so you have the red corpuscles, white corpuscles, and the platelets.
一般红细胞的话就是运输氧气。
So the red blood cells takes the responsibility of giving us oxygen.
还有白细胞的话就是我们有上出的时候就是抑制上出。
The white corpuscles, it will take care of us like a soldier. It will fight the germs if we get hurt.
血小板的话就是我们出血的时候自然而然就是停止出血的作用。
And the platelets will help stop bleeding.
如果血小板少的时候，就是有人有这样的病的话，他一直流血，漏血病，这叫漏血病。
If you have problem with your platelets, then I think you will have a problem of bleeding.
我们身体里面有心脏，心脏是就是泵出来我们的血。
So our heart pumps out the blood.
如果心脏停的话，这个人是应该死。
When the heart stops pumping, then a person dies.
一天当中就是我们正常的人蹦出来，心脏蹦出来多少血？
On a normal basis, how much blood is pumped out of the heart every day?
大概四吨
tons, around 4 tons of blood.
心脏里面就是动脉，还有动脉以后到毛细血管，以后回来就是静脉，以后回到心脏。
Our heart works, you know, with the aorta and where the blood will goes out and it will come in and it will keep on rotating.
我们身体里面的血管都合起来的时候大概多长，知道吗？
All our veins and aortas, when you link them together, how long is it?
地球的周长是大概40,000公里。
It's around 40,000 kilometers.
可是我们身体里面的血管合起来的话，大概9到12万公里。
9到12万。Okay. For our heart, it's around 120,000 kilometers. Yeah. 12,000 kilometers.
如果我们的血就是心脏触发。到回到心脏的大概多长时间？
So how long does it take for the blood that comes out of the heart and then to go back to the heart?
大概46秒。
It's around 46 seconds.
这么长的，可是我们的身体一直，我们身体里面一直血动。
So even though for such distances and our blood keeps, you know, traveling so fast.
所以血没有就是运作，我们身体里面没有运作，没有这样的运输的话，就是我们的身体马上有病。
So if our blood does not function, does not circulate normally, then we will be in trouble.
我们身体里面空气还有血一起就是运的时候，我们身体有力量。
So if the blood and the oxygen it travels together, then we will have strength.
几秒当中就是几秒几秒，血还有空气没有流到我们的脑子里的时候，那个人是晕倒。
So it only takes a few seconds if blood is not given to our brain, then we're going to faint. 啊，
所以那个血就是有生命。
So in a way, it shows us the relationship of blood to the life of a person.
很多医学家就是发现血有生命，血是生命的问题是不到几百年前。医生。
So even the doctors, they will realize that the importance of blood.
还有就是血，我们缺血的时候需要别人的血。
When we lack blood and then we need a transfusion of other people's blood.
几百年前的，就是几百年前，医生不知道这个血型还有血的事情，所以呢，就是其他的血性的血输到别人身上的时候，那个人马上死了。
Long ago, maybe the doctors, they are not that advanced, and when they do the transfusion, sometimes the patient died.
这是几百年前的事情。
That's hundreds of years ago.
现在血型一样的时候，就是可以给血它能活着。
We know that in transfusion, we must have the same blood type.
还有血可以就是这个血有生命，还有能赎罪。
Here, liturgically, not only that blood, you know, signifies life, but it can bring about the remission of sin.
血只有就是赎罪的原因，就是不让我们吃血。
Because it's used in the remission of sins, therefore God forbid us to eat blood.
所以有罪的人就是拿着牲畜到祭司面前。
So for a sinner, he will bring an animal before the high priest.
还有流血以后，那个血就是祭坛上就是杀。
And they will slaughter the animal, then they will use the blood, and then splash it on the altar.
还有一年一次，大祭司拿血就是进到至圣所里面。
And every year, for once, the high priest will enter the holy of holies with blood.
所以自己知道哦，我犯罪了，就是他拿动物到祭司那里流血。
So when a person realizes that he sins, then you will bring an animal and kill the animal and sacrifice the animal.
所以呢，就是以色列当中很多的牲畜，他们为了赎罪。
So actually in Israel, they raised so many flocks, it's because they use that liturgically for the remission of sin.
通过希伯来书九章的话，耶稣就是成就了这样的献祭的制度。
In Hebrews 9, we also see that in Christ, we know that in a way, he's like the sacrificial lamb. His blood was shed for us.
而且耶稣亲自成为这样的牲畜一样流血。
And Jesus Christ himself became the sacrificial lamb, and he shed blood.
所以耶稣是神的羔羊。
And we call him Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God.
为了百姓的罪恶死的神的羔羊。
He is the one who died for the sin of his people as the Lamb of God.
耶稣为什么这样的死了？
Why does Jesus have to die this way?
因为就是通过就是旧约圣经的立约，因着约耶稣就是死了。
So even according to the Old Testament covenant, Jesus Christ died and he shed blood for sinners.
所以马太福音二十六章的话就是因为这是我立约的血为多年的流出来，使罪得赦。
In the last supper in Matthew chapter 26, Jesus said that this is my blood which is shed for a new covenant.
所以耶稣基督是就是他是大祭司，而且他是就是祭物。
So Jesus Christ is at the same time the high priest and also the sacrificial lamb.
耶稣的血, 所以耶稣的血 就是完成了旧约的一切的圣出的血。
So even as Jesus shed his blood, in a way, he consummate what the Old Testament animals have done.
血有赎罪的能力。
So we see that there is the power of remission of sin in blood.
希伯来书9章22节,
in Hebrews we read,
按照律法，凡物差不多都是用血洁净的，若不流血，罪就不得赦免。According
to the law, and most sins are being there's remission of sin by the shedding of blood. Without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sin.
耶稣必须就是流血死。So
Jesus Christ has to die by shedding his blood.
如果耶稣没有流血死的时候，就是我们不能得赦免。If
Jesus Christ did not die shedding his blood, then we cannot be saved.
像旧约的动物一样，耶稣必须流血死。So
just like the sacrificial animals in the Old Testament, Jesus Christ have to die and shed blood.
所以我们依靠耶稣的宝血，我们得赦免。So
we can say we become victorious through the blood of Jesus Christ.
耶稣血有称义的能力。And
through the blood of Jesus Christ, it also has the power to give us righteousness.
罗马书5章9节。So
in Romans 5:9,
现在我们既靠着他的血称义。So
even as we relying on his blood to be rectified as righteous.
就更要借着他免去神的愤怒。
And therefore, through him, then we will not come under the wrath of God anymore.
我们一般说的是因着信心称义。
Most of the time, we said we are justified by faith.
相信什么称义?
But what do you believe in?
相信耶稣宝血，我们称义。
It's that we believe in the blood of Jesus Christ, then are we justified?
没有耶稣血，我们不能称为义人。
Without the blood of Jesus Christ, we cannot be justified.
我们因着耶稣宝血，我们信靠耶稣宝血，我们称为义人。
So in a way, we are considered as righteous, even as we trust in the blood that Jesus Christ has shed.
耶稣血有和平的能力。
And the blood of Jesus Christ also has the power to give peace.
哥罗西1章20节,
in Colossians 1:20,
既然借着他在十字架上所流的血成就了和平，便借着他叫万有，无论是地上的、天上的，都与自己和好了。So
even as we have peace through the blood, the shedding of the blood of Jesus Christ, so He also makes everything under, whether in heaven, on the earth, together, reconciled.
没有血的时候，就是我们没有血的时候，我们是罪人。
Without the shedding of Jesus Christ's blood, then we are still sinners.
所以神看我们的时候，我们是神的仇敌。So
even as God look at us, we are like enemies with God.
所以我们与神没有
So we do not have peace with God.
我们依靠耶稣基督的宝血的时候，我们与神和好。But
by trusting or relying on the blood of Jesus Christ, we have peace with God.
通过我们的信心，就是我们与神和好，还有万物也是与神和好。So
even as we believe in Jesus Christ, we are reconciled with God, and also in the same way, the whole world or every creature is thus reconciled with God.
血有就是洗净的能力。
The blood of Jesus Christ also has the power to cleanse sin.
约翰一书1章7节,
in 1 John 1:7,
我们若在光明中行，如同神在光明中，就彼此相交。他儿子耶稣的血也洗净我们一切的罪。
So even as we walk in the light, as he's in the light, then we have fellowship with God, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin.
这次我去中国的时候，就是我买了一个抽烟机，洗抽烟机的那个抽烟机。
Okay. This time when I went to China, I bought a machine that will attract smoke.
因为我衣服上就是有油，可是不能洗掉。
For example, I have oil on my clothes on my shirt, and then I cannot wash it.
所以我对姊妹们问，怎样取掉这个油？
And I asked my wife, how can I remove the oil?
有没有办法？
Is there a way to remove the oil?
所以中国姊妹告诉我，你应该买那个，以后撒在衣服上。
Somebody suggested that I bought some kind of liquid and spray it, and then we can remove the stain.
喷了以后，大概十分钟以后，你洗掉可以。
So even as you apply the liquid, after 10 minutes, then you are able to remove the stain.
其他的地方就其他的国家没有这样的货。
I think I cannot find this kind of products in other countries.
因为就是别的国家的人用的油不多。
Because in other countries they do not consume a lot of oil.
中国厨房里面很多的油。
But in China, in the kitchen, okay, they use a lot of oil.
所以要洗掉那个油的时候需要那样的。
So they need that kind of special detergent or liquid to remove those stains.
如果我们里面有这样的，就是像油一样的，不能洗掉，不能洗净的，洗掉的，如果有这样的罪恶的是怎么办好？
So in the same way, as an illustration, if we have the stain of blood in our life, in our heart, how can we remove that? Stain.
洗掉也不能洗，还有就是用其他的方法不能洗掉。
There's no way that we can remove our sin.
只有一个办法。There's
only one way.
可是我们想象不到的。It's
something that we cannot imagine.
红红的血洗掉那个罪恶。It
is that red blood that can wipe out our sins.
血有把我们带到就是永生里面的能力。
And we can also say that the blood of Jesus Christ can also bring us into eternity.
约翰福音六章的话就是耶稣告诉门徒们。
In John chapter 6, Jesus told his disciples,
你们应该吃我的肉体，你们应该喝我的血。
You must eat my flesh and you must drink my blood.
什么样的人吃人的血？ 肉体人的血,
and you will say, how can I eat human flesh and drink blood?
野蛮人当中有这样的人,
maybe if you are a barbarian, you will do that.
犹太人从来没吃喝这样的肉体血,
and of course, for the Jews, they would never do it.
所以很多人听不懂耶稣话语，离开耶稣。
So many disciples do not understand what Jesus is saying, and they left him.
你们吃了耶稣的血，喝了耶稣的肉体，喝了耶稣的血吗？
Have you taken the flesh of Jesus Christ and have drunk his blood?
如果没有吃没有喝的时候，没有与耶稣关系。
If you have not taken the flesh and the blood of Jesus Christ, then you don't have any relationship with him.
如果没有 耶稣血流到我们里面的时候，那个人就是还没有洗净自己的罪恶。So
if we have not allowed the blood of Jesus Christ to cleanse us, then we are still a sinner.
什么时候耶稣血流到我 里面。
When does the blood of Jesus Christ flows into our heart?
只有我们因着信心能得着耶稣的宝血。
It's only through faith that we can receive the blood of Jesus Christ.
吃喝耶稣身体耶稣血的办法只有信心。
And when we say we eat the flesh and drink the blood of Jesus Christ, it is really believing in Him.
相信耶稣基督开始，我里面有耶稣的宝血。
If I believe in Jesus Christ, then His blood is in me.
相信耶稣基督开始，我们有耶稣宝血的能力。
And if we start believing Jesus Christ, then we have the power of the blood of Jesus Christ.
所以我们依靠耶稣的宝血能打仗。
So even as we trust in the blood of Jesus Christ, we can fight in a war.
启示录十二章十一节的时候，弟兄胜过他，是因羔羊的血和自己所见证的道。他们虽至于死，也不爱惜生命。
So we can see that the brothers they have won the war. It's because they believe in Jesus Christ and trust in His blood.
因着耶稣的宝血。他们就胜过撒旦，胜过属灵的征战。
Because of the blood of Jesus Christ, they are able to overcome Satan and his power.
如果没有依靠耶稣宝血的时候，我们不能胜过撒旦，不能胜过很多属灵的征战。
Without the blood of Jesus Christ, we cannot overcome sin and many spiritual warfares.
我们看不到我里面有没有耶稣宝血。
Even though in a way I can visibly see if there's blood of Jesus Christ inside me.
可是属灵的他们知道我们里面有没有耶稣的宝血。
But the spiritual beings, they do know that whether we have the blood of Jesus Christ or not.
比如说我们到算命或者巫婆那里。
For example, if we approach a fortune teller.
看看我的命吧。
Can you tell me my fortune or my life?
基督徒当中没有这样的人。
Actually, in a way, there's no such people who can really tell you, you know, what's going to happen in the future.
可是信心软弱的人偶然有这样的事情。
And yet, for those who are weak in their faith, sometimes they will approach fortune tellers.
巫婆怎么说？
And what would that witch or that fortune teller say?
去吧，去，快去。
They would say, go, go.
你信耶稣的。
Because you are a Christian, you believe in Jesus.
他们看到我们里面有没有血。
Because they can see whether we have the blood of Jesus Christ or not.
虽然我们不知道，我们就是没有看到我们里面的耶稣的血。
Even though in a sense we cannot see the blood of Jesus Christ in us, but they know.
可是我们必须相信我里面耶稣的血。
But we must believe that even as we trust in Jesus Christ, His blood cleanses us from all sin.
这个血，耶稣的血能洗净我们的罪恶。
The blood of Jesus Christ can cleanse us from all sins.
遮盖我们的罪恶。
It can cover our sins.
所以呢，只有神看我们的时候，就是不看我们里面的罪恶。
So even as God looks at us, because through the blood of Jesus Christ, God does not see our sin anymore.
神只有看我们里面的耶稣的宝血。
Our God only looks at the blood of Jesus Christ, which covers us.
所以我们能站在神的面前。
And therefore, we can stand fast before our God.
我们能服侍神。
And that we can serve God.
所以我们依靠耶稣基督宝血。
So we'd like to depend on the blood of Jesus Christ.
我们爱耶稣宝血。
We want to love the blood of Jesus Christ.
所以我们宣布的福音也是血的宝血，血的福音。
In a way, the gospel that we preach is a gospel of the blood of Jesus Christ.
没有耶稣血的时候，我们不能得救。
Without the blood of Jesus Christ, we cannot be saved.
如果没有耶稣血的时候，我们不能赎罪。
Without the blood of Jesus Christ, there's no remission of sin.
耶稣替我们的罪恶死了。
Because of our sin, Jesus died in our place.
我应该流血的地方，耶稣替我们流血。
I should be the one to shed blood, but Jesus Christ has shed His blood for me.
所以我们依靠耶稣的宝血。
So in a way we can say we trust in the blood of Jesus Christ.
希望我们
So we can become victorious people through the blood of Jesus Christ.
Amen. 我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.